from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Big game last night, Keith.
Huge.
A big fantasy matchup for you, which you I think survived pretty well.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. What jumped out to you from last night's last second, down to the wire, toenail out of bounds, victory for the Chiefs? Does that tell you that the Ravens are for real? The Chiefs are lucky. The Patriots can't compete with teams like this. All of the above. What did last night or what about last night jumped out to you?
Well, I think, you know, it's the class of the AFC. That's sort of how it was billed, and I think it lived up to it. Now, there were still, like, week one issues. You got to be able to line up, right? If we're going to make fun of the Patriots for not being able to line up, we can make fun of the Ravens for not being able to line up.
Once again, left tackle number 77 was lined up in the backfield.
So it was very flag heavy.
What is that?
Well, it's Hockey Lee. Hockey Lee's kid out there. We're just loving the flag. It was a lot of flags, but, like, also, like, you're mad that they're throwing the flag, then you're also mad, like, then just line up. Just line up properly and don't leave. Don't start
be
early.
That hard.
So that's frustrating. But some of that's just week one stuff, right? And I even think back to the Patriots dynasty run. There were times early in seasons they didn't look super great. And then by November, December, they were that, you know, team that was rolling again. So the expectation was you have the team going for a three-peat versus one of maybe a handful of teams that might be able to stand in their way. And I thought I lived up to it. I thought it was great. I think there's room for improvement for both teams. I thought both offenses at times looked really scary and I think are going to be tough to compete. Like when you have Lamar Jackson scooting around and then handing it to Derrick Henry, you're like, oh boy, like that is going to be a tough run offense to stop. And then Xavier Worthy, I think he was kind of a polarizing character coming out of the draft. Like, is he good or is he just fast? Like, we know he's fast, but is he a player? Well, turns out looks like a player.
Oh, he looks like a real player.
Looks like the Chiefs might have found somebody. And then even still, I thought both defenses played well overall. I mean, 27-20 with these two high-power offenses, these two great quarterbacks.
Well, especially the way it started. I mean, the Ravens go right down the field, third and long they convert, another third and long they convert. They punch it in with Derrick Henry. The Chiefs answer right back. You're like, oh, this is a shootout.
It was a fun game.
And the defense has played well for a long time. I agree it was a fun game.
And then anytime you get a situation where it is one team has the ball, 2 minutes to go, down by seven, all right, you're cooking. Here we go. You know, in this case, it was Lamar Jackson's chance to march down the field, which they did. And wasn't able to score a touchdown. I mean, it was an inch. It was like, you know, likely had his feet almost in bounds. You know, watching it live, you're like, holy smokes, we're going to have a tie game. Or were you? Because John Harbaugh was going to go for two, which would have been super exciting for an entertainment purposes.
Oh, God,
is as good as you're going to get.
I was very happy he that didn't wind up coming into play. I was rooting for overtime, Keith. I had a lot of bets. A lot of irons in the fire for
Chiefs -3 would not have gone great if he goes for two there.
I mean, look, whether he was inbounds or out of bounds, I guess Harbaugh was going to go for two either way. But I was rooting for overtime is my point.
Yep.
In that scenario, no, it was a great start to the year. And I was worried when the Chiefs were up double digits a couple of different times that the Ravens were going to keep throwing behind the line of scrimmage, laterally and, you know, horizontally, not throwing down the field at all. Their offense at times looked unimaginative and let's just throw it behind the line of scrimmage to Zay Flowers and hope he misses like five tackles and breaks a big play. It made no sense to me. But they got back in the game. They made it close. It wound up being a great finish last night. So a lot of things on the table for you at 617-779-7937. Bunch of ways you can get in touch with the show. You can text at 37937. I already see a bunch of texts that I expected today. Oh, the Chiefs are lucky. Oh, the refs are on the Chiefs' side. Call it both ways.
I mean, I don't really.
The league loves Kansas City. Like, I already see that. You can also tweet at us at Jones and Keefe or on Instagram. Same, Jones and Keefe. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You think the Chiefs were lucky last night? Or you think, you know, the Chiefs are a good team?
Yeah.
They earned their break, similar to what we used to say about the Patriots, because that was my big takeaway at the end of the game. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
This is how the Patriots won games.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
The other quarterback misses guys wide open in the end zone. The other team has a guy with a toenail just over the line. Maybe you get the breaks with the refs that the other team doesn't, and you win by a score. And the Patriots did that all the time. The Patriots did that for 20 years. That's how the Patriots won, and that's what the Chiefs did last night. So it'd be hard for me to listen to Patriots fans all day saying the Chiefs are lucky when I had to hear about how the Patriots earned all their breaks over the years.
Well, the lucky thing and like the ref thing, and sometimes they're combined into one argument. Like, I don't know. Like, it's not for me. Like, I'll just. Good teams usually get those breaks. Bad teams usually don't, right? And then everybody else is roughly 500. Like, that's kind of how it goes in football. Games are meant to be close, right? We talk about how the Patriots spread is 8, and that's far and away the biggest spread on the entire board in week 1. So games are usually close, and they usually do come down to a play or two. Hopefully it's not a call or two, right? Like, you really hope it's not a bad call that's out there, and then that really gets people worked up into a tizzy with, you know, Keefspiracies and whatever else. No, I look at it like, the Ravens had multiple chances to at least tie the game. And again, with Harbaugh going for 2, maybe win the game in regulation. Lamar Jackson was very good in the game, but he was also kind of classic Lamar, where he runs for 100. He does these crazy, like, these spin moves, and he's as entertaining a player as there is to watch.
Oh, he's light. He's light. He's light. He's svelte. He is moving around out there.
Does he make it through the season? He's a little guy.
I don't know. He took a couple of big hits.
Well, and they were talking.
He lowered his shoulder on the sideline at one point
for an extra yard.
Yeah,
like, dude.
Yeah.
They were talking about on the broadcast, like, how noticeable it was, but also how he maybe won't run like this in other games. How, you know, playing the Kansas City Chiefs on opening night is a little bit different than, you know, Sunday afternoon against the Steelers, even though that's a, you know, a rivalry and a division game. It's a little bit different. The pass that Isaiah Likely got hurt on, he came back in the game, obviously. That was a bad throw.
Oh, Lamar missed
it. The Zay Flowers one.
Lamar
is like,
definitely missed him on
that
one.
That was nowhere near, and he was wide open. And then the Likely one would have been a tough catch. I mean, there was defense all over him, but I don't know. You get your little tootsies in, like, they have a chance. Right, so for all the luck and all the, you know, everybody wants to, the league wants the Chiefs, the league wants the Chiefs. Ravens had that I count at least 3 chances at the end of the game where they could have had an opportunity to go for 2, and who knows what play call they have there, and maybe even win the game. So, no, I don't really subscribe to all that crap.
Was going for 2 the right call there?
Yeah, I think so. Because I think if you...
You're on the road at the Chiefs. It's Patrick Mahomes on the other side. Like, if Likely keeps his toenail in bounds.
Because I'm not a big, like, stats guy, because I'm sure there is all these analytics as it comes to this. But I just think in that environment, the way the game was going, how the offense is for both teams, whatever... Like, what's more likely? You get 2 yards on that play, or you stop Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, and then also you then score as well in your next possession? Like, I think going for 2 in that scenario is the right call.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, a playoff game, win or go home sort of situation.
Yeah, a little
it's
bit different.
Like, hey, it's the first game of the year. We're here. We can win the game right now.
It's a great message to your team, too, I think.
Yeah, not give it back to Patrick Mahomes. So, like, I was rooting against that because, again, I had some live bets that I was hoping would work their way out in overtime.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that was the right call by Harbaugh to do it. I actually hated Harbaugh kicking the field goal down 10. I hated that in real time. It wound up being a good decision. It kept him in the game. And so I thought Harbaugh wound up kind of having a good night, even though I disagreed with some of it
especially
in real time.
Especially because he went for it earlier in the game. There was the ball at like the 50-yard line.
What a brutal play call.
And he's like, let's go, which I'm like, good. Like, there you go.
No.
You're like, you should go.
You're like, going for it, fine. The play call?
Horrible.
Behind the line of scrimmage to Isaiah Likely.
If you're going to do anything behind the line of scrimmage, just hand it to Big Derek.
Yeah.
That's what I would probably do. But other than that, yeah, maybe throw it past the 3-yard mark.
How about that? Or if you're going to have a wide receiver screen, maybe don't make it be Nelson Aguilar blocking in front.
How about Nelson Aguilar, Juju Smith-Schuster, the corpses of both playing in that game last night? You're like, oh, my God.
That Juju
drop. How are these guys out there?
That I I thought Juju was going to, I don't know why, but I thought Juju was going to reel it in.
No way.
I thought he was. I was like, here we
Zero
go.
Zero chance.
He's in Kansas
Zero
City.
Chance.
He's back.
Well, another.
We was catching him. Unlike Aguilar,
we were talking about
his mishaps. I like to put that out there.
Yeah,
we were talking about the obvious comparisons between Kansas City and New England a lot yesterday. But same thing is true. And I think John Harbaugh, who has gone up against both dynasties, I think he gets it where you can't kick field goals or too many field goals. Right, two possession game a little bit different, but like overall, you can't settle for a lot of field goals or punt a lot. Because how many times would you see a team coming into New England have a decent drive? And it'd be like fourth and inches, and they're like, field goal! And you're like, game's over.
Gotta get points against Brady.
Nope, you're like, game's over.
It's like, no.
You need to score a lot of points against
you
Brady.
You need points against Brady. You need touchdowns.
Correct.
And, yeah, no, I generally
it's
agree
with
that.
It's the same mentality now against the Chiefs.
And so I do think going for two would have been the right call there. I think the league is fortunate. In some ways, Keith, I think we're fortunate that that toenail was very clearly out of bounds. I mean, I think it was indisputable.
Oh my God, I know. Yeah, it was.
Because if it was just a little bit closer, all day long, it would be, did the refs get it right? Did the refs get it
wrong?
Look
at this camera angle. Did you guys see the other camera angle? What about this one?
Oh, look at this one. You can see grass, and this one you can't. The league loves Kansas City. Like, that would be all day.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure we're still going to get some of that, but that call was very decisive. There was no debate. It was clear. You're not going to say that he had a foot in bounds on that play. And so I think that was fortunate. I think the league's very fortunate with how it started last night. It was a good game. It was an entertaining product. So were the Chiefs lucky last night? Or are they just good? Are they making their own luck? Because the Patriots won a lot of games over the years, exactly how the Chiefs won. Quarterback misses a wide-open receiver. The receiver can't keep a toenail in bounds. You get the better break from the referees. Patriots won a lot of games that way. And now I got to hear that the Chiefs are lucky.
So I got one for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's only one game. That's all we have to base it off of. Do you think Travis Kelce might be washed?
No.
You see his haircut?
I didn't love his haircut. I am with it. Do you think he chose to grow that out on his own?
I don't know what that was.
His hair's long. Is his hair just longer, but like kind of down?
But
is that because of his helmet?
But he has
it
like
looked freshly cut though.
Yeah,
it did look freshly cut. It is odd.
She definitely is telling him to grow his hair out.
Well, and somebody like all the different stuff online was hilarious. All the different like captions about his hair. He's like, he basically asked like, hey, yeah, just F my hair up, like, go ahead, just like do whatever you want
whatever
in there
you want to do.
But no, because he doesn't have the beard anymore, so he's like no sideburn, so it goes like straight around.
Yeah,
it looks like almost like a swim cap.
Yeah,
like, it's very strange.
It's almost like it's bowl cutish.
But he really made the one nice play on the adjustment where Mahomes bought a lot of time. Those guys, nobody's in more lockstep than those two, and he got freed up for like a big play.
Yeah, I don't think he's washed. I think
that was kind of it.
I think they didn't need him. I think they just kind of manage him. I think they did that last year. And so it's a playoff game, and it's a big third down conversion, fourth
going
down conversion. They're going to Kelce. That's what I think. You know, you didn't see it last night, but I imagine in the red zone he's still involved. But now it's like we have Xavier Worthy. Rashi Rice is really good.
Yeah.
Pacheco, I don't think, had the greatest night, but they have a lot of weapons.
He's going to be 35 next month.
So I think they're managing him.
Dude.
But look,
you might be right. That's where
athletes are done. 35? I mean, he's past his prime.
There's proof last year that's what they did, because it was one of the only seasons, since 2015, I think, that he was under 1,000 yards. And then playoff time, you wouldn't have known that. Playoff time, you're like, oh, he's the best tight end in the league. So maybe it is the same thing, but just something to keep, like, he was really, really quiet in the game. Like, you didn't see name called.
Not as quiet as Andrews.
Andrews disappeared.
Andrews
might not be the best tight end on his own team, though.
Right. That might be the 1 and 2 tight ends in your fantasy draft, 2 and 3, maybe Laporta mixed in there. Quiet nights for both of those guys. You can jump in on the phone, 617-779-7937. All your takeaways from NFL kickoff last night. Patriots don't look like they could hang with either one of those teams. Patriots got a lot of the same breaks the Chiefs got. So was Kansas City lucky or good last night?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When it comes to Lamar Jackson, you think you can win with him? Do you think a team can win with Lamar Jackson?
Oh, man.
Because you said it great. It's like...
I want to say yes,
you
but
got everything last night from him.
Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of stuff to argue. Like, if you're pro Lamar, like our Scheim is big pro Lamar, he's doing stuff that quarterbacks can't do. Like, other players in the league cannot do, and he's picking up first downs. And, like, you can only imagine being a defensive coordinator being like, all right, how do we stop this guy? It's like, I don't know. You got to hope he misses a throw, which he will do.
Yeah.
And I sometimes do think it gets overstated. People are like, he can't throw. It's like, well, that's not true. Like, he can throw.
No, but last night was a good
night.
Last night, he can't throw.
Oh, hell yeah. You have a couple of signature ones. Yeah. Two-minute drill, wide open Zay Flowers in the end zone. But, yeah, I would have to say yes, right? Because if he can't, then all of a sudden, like, the list of guys, unless you're one of these only Mahomes can win, or like only Mahomes and like Rodgers, like guys that I've seen actually do it are the only ones that can do it, then fine. Then you wouldn't have Lamar. But if I'm going to have at least five quarterbacks on my list or six quarterbacks that can win a Super Bowl, and I mean, you know, they don't need everything perfect around them because there are all those guys too, right? If you have the perfect team, like if Brock Purdy was on any other team than the Niners, I'd say, probably not.
Right.
Probably
and if
not.
Lamar's on the Niners, it's a lot different.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. You're like, well, he just doesn't need to turn it over. But so ultimately, I would say yes, but I certainly hear the argument for no.
So I'm also a yes, okay. But last night was...
Doesn't help.
Last night does not help. It doesn't make me feel good being on the pro Lamar side. And yeah, I'm with you. Like, is Lamar better than Mahomes? No. Is Lamar better than Allen? I'd take Allen. Is he better than Burrow? I'd probably take Burrow.
Yeah, but he's like, better than most.
But like after that, I think I'm taking him over every quarterback. Could you maybe talk me into Stroud? If Stroud like really has a big second year?
Yeah, he could have a better season maybe. I don't know if he's overall
better. So I'd like Lamar is a top five quarterback. If you can't win with a top five quarterback, then what are we talking about?
Right.
And so I'm with you. I think you can win with Lamar. I liked Lamar last night before some of the missed throws on the final drive.
I know.
I liked how much he was running, and not even just the yardage, just the frequency that he was running with. I feel like you didn't see that last year. I feel like he is a better thrower than he gets credit for, although it's hard to come in and say that today when he's missing wide open Zay Flowers in the end zone. And I do think there's also a correlation to the Patriots in a way. I mean, Drake May is not Lamar Jackson, but I am pro mobile quarterback, and I want a quarterback who can move, and I'm not a fan of a pocket passer in 2024. And I think accuracy is a little overrated, to be honest, in the NFL these days. I want a guy who can make plays. And if you're able to hit plays down the field, you're able to make plays with your feet, I'll trade some accuracy for some playmaking, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm on board with all those things. All of those do kind of apply to Drake May. And again, not that he's one for one. He's much physically different. Larger quarterback. He's not as fast as Lamar Jackson. But he is on that mobile quarterback spectrum. I'm rooting for that kind of quarterback to win if you have Drake May.
I think most quarterbacks in the league, at least entering the league now, are that way, right? Like when Brady left, that kind of signaled a bit of a departure. You know, Burrow maybe a little bit more in the pocket type of guy.
I mean, Stroud's pretty in the pocket.
Yeah,
those guys are pretty much pocket passers.
Like Mahomes, and I know Mahomes is the best, right? So you compare anybody to Brady, it's kind of crazy. Pair anybody to Mahomes now is crazy. But Mahomes is also, like last night watching that game, you could get a great pass rush on either guy, but they're not going down. Like the first three guys aren't going to take him down. And in a 40-yard dash, Lamar's going to wipe the floor with Mahomes, but Mahomes is his awareness is off the charts. Like, you can't bring him down right away. He's eluding everybody. He keeps the play alive longer than anybody and then picks up yards when he needs to and goes down. And I think that's what you're kind of hoping Drake May can kind of morph into, because I don't think Aaron Rodgers or even Russell Wilson, you might have assumed, was like just a straight up, like, would you call them like a running quarterback?
No.
But you'd call them keep the play alive, mobile type quarterbacks. And I think hopefully Drake May can be that.
No, I think that's fair. Yeah. And yeah, he doesn't need to run people over like Josh Allen. That's true.
No.
Or like Cam back in the day. But you want him to at least be able to keep plays alive, roll out, throw on the run, throw off platform, those sort of things. And I am rooting for that kind of quarterback to win.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.